Here's your KLEM News for this Saturday. The city of Lamars has hired Knife River to mill and overlay a few streets and intersections in town. They will be starting on Monday, May 4th, and with some temporary street closures and detours with some of the projects while they are working. Here is a list of areas that they will be working throughout the week. If anyone has questions or concerns, they can contact the Lamars Street Department at 546-5314. They'll begin on 2nd Avenue Southeast from 3rd Street to 6th Street Southeast. They will mill and overlay the entire three blocks, then move on to 9th Street Southwest from Central Avenue, going west to 2nd Avenue Southwest. Again, they will mill the edges and overlay the entire street. Then on 2nd Street Northwest from Central Avenue, going west to 1st Avenue Northwest. Again, they will be milling the gutter line and on both sides of the street and only overlay on those edges. 1st Avenue Northwest from 1st Street Northeast to 2nd Street Northeast. They will be milling the gutter line on both sides of the street and only overlay those edges. Then on 12th Street Southeast and 7th Avenue Southeast intersection, they will also be milling and overlaying the entire intersection. Another area that they'll be working at is the 6th Avenue Southeast and 12th Street Southeast. There is a small section on 6th Avenue coming up to 12th Street that they will be milling and overlaying. 6th Avenue Southwest and Lincoln, this will be the approach on both sides of the railroad tracks. The city will mill and they will overlay. And then on 12th Street Southeast from 2nd Avenue Southeast going west up to 4th Avenue Southeast, they will be milling the street. So a lot of possible street closures and detours coming up within the next week. The Lamars Fire and Rescue Department responded to a total of 34 calls in April, of which 19 were fire calls. Several were reported as grass or field fires from originally controlled burns that got out of control. In addition to the fire calls, the local fire and rescue department responded to 7 rescues, 14 investigations, and/or accident cleanups. The Lamars Fire and Rescue Department had 4 mutual aid calls during the month of April, 2 to assist Akron, once with Merrill and once with Hinton. Lamars Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that 7 members of the Lamars Fire and Rescue Department were certified as hazard materials technicians for handling chemical emergencies. Shipper says that the certification involves several hours of online training as well as classroom hands-on training. A new doctor will be coming to town. Floyd Valley Healthcare CEO Dustin Wright announced that Dr. Destiny Miller will be joining the medical staff at Floyd Valley Clinics in September. As a family physician, she will be providing all facets of family health care services from preconception to the end-of-life services. She has special interests in obstetrics and preventative medicine, joint injections, and dermatology procedures. Dr. Miller brings a wealth of education and training experience with her. She earned her undergraduate at Briarcliff University in Sioux City. She worked as a CNA and nurse at Manning Regional Health Care Center, and Dr. Miller then attended medical school and Ross University School of Medicine in Picard, Dominica. She is currently finishing her residency and will be spending time in May working at Floyd Valley Clinics. Dr. Miller grew up in Vail, Iowa and attended Arweva High School. She and her husband Brandon have 2 cats named Rue and Lincoln. She is an avid Iowa Hawkeyes fan and she enjoys photography, gardening, fishing, target shooting, and spending time with friends and family. Dustin Wright states that Dr. Miller grew up in rural Iowa and is passionate to serve a rural community. Her professional training, along with her compassionate care and personality, is going to be a great fit at Floyd Valley Healthcare. The entire team at Floyd Valley Healthcare is looking forward to her practice beginning this fall. Last week, Congress approved a second round of funding to help fight the COVID-19 coronavirus. The amount of money amounts to around $500 billion. However, Iowa 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King says he doesn't believe that that will be enough, and he anticipates Congress will return to allocate even additional funding.
No one really knows, but I would predict that it's likely not to be enough. And we shouldn't throw a whole lot of money at it and make sure we've got enough there. We should address the problem when we see the problem. We knew 2 weeks in advance we needed to put more money into the Paycheck Protection Program. And we tried to get there, and Nancy Pelosi blocked it and wouldn't let it move, onto the floor of the House. And so we kept turning the pressure up, all of us weighing in to get back to Washington and make that appropriation. She finally relented, and we did make that appropriation. But I expect that we have to deal with this not just one more time, but several more times.
King says that there is no one that would have been able to accurately predict the problems that have derived from the outbreak and spread of the COVID-19 virus. He says, so far, no one can determine all the damage and repercussions from the virus. King says that there are many places, such as New York, that have been overwhelmed by the virus and needing additional medical equipment and staff to effectively manage the virus. However, the Iowa Republican says it is time to try to get the economy back on its feet.
I also believe it's time to get this economy open and get it moving prudently and wisely and smartly. And so as much as I thank the president for ordering the packing plants open, I also thank the governor for her directive to open up, conditionally open up, 77 counties in Iowa to start getting back to normal life. And of those 77, 38 of them are in my congressional district. And the exception county, of course, is Woodbury County that has had so many cases here in the last few days. And so I think the governor's made a lot of good moves.
Some people fear that opening up businesses too soon may prove to be detrimental, especially when health officials say that we have not yet hit the peak of positive coronavirus cases. King says if a second round of COVID-19 was to spread through the country, people may not be as willing to submit to social distancing and other mitigation efforts. He says that doesn't mean that those people would be right with their thoughts.
What we need to do is have a fully informed public. A public that knows the risk and then make their decisions.
King says that he would like to see additional information being released from health officials regarding those that have contracted the COVID-19 virus so that he would have a better position to make better decisions.
I'm trying as valiantly as I can to convince the states, the federal government, the White House, the CDC, the rest of those folks that are deciders along the way, collect and provide for us all on the people who have been tested positive for this disease. And there's a different outcome depending on where you sit on the age, on the pre-existing condition side of it. And we're getting information that gives us just the age of the victims within a 20-year span. So if you're a 61-year-old healthy person that gets your exercise with no pre-existing conditions, you're in the same category as the 80-year-old who could be with 3 or 4 or 5 pre-existing conditions in terrible health. But so we don't know enough.
King says additional data should be provided to the public.
But if we collect that information, if we put it into a database, you give me 2 days with that data, and I can produce to you a sheet that anybody could go on the Internet, click their birthday in there, their height, their weight, any pre-existing conditions they have, and it would spit out for them a prediction of this is what has happened to similarly situated people. So many are asymptomatic, so many recover at home, so many go to the hospital, from there into the ICU, from there intubated or into the ventilator, from recovered as a rule, or they go to the cemetery. What percentage in each of those categories? If we knew that, we'd make our own decisions. We protect ourselves and we protect each other.
That's a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.